So we have to talk about the 4.1 million record breach that the U.S. government suffered after last Tuesday's podcast. Not that that had anything to do with it, of course. Of course, OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, which is the U.S. government's personnel office, which it was revealed hackers believed to be operating from China. And again, attribution is of to these sorts of things is always touchy. Of course, the Chinese government has adamantly, completely, you know, denied any relationship to this at all. But for, and I'm sure everyone has already heard about this because it made, you know, lots of headlines. And then it's like, oh, okay, you know, another breach in the government. This, of course, at 4.1 million records, is the worst in history. Now, in digging around, I ran across a quote that just, I had to look up who this person was that said this. Her name is Donna Seymour. She's the CIO, which, as we know, is the chief information officer for the OPM, the organization that was breached. And she explained that encryption, I just stepped on the lead. This was all in plain text. None of this was encrypted. The 4.1 million records were not encrypted. And so when asked, wait a minute.
Jeez.
What? She said, quote, encryption and data obfuscating techniques are new capabilities that we're building into our database.
That we just discovered.
It's too new. That, you know, and how old is your PGP, Keelio? It's like 2 decades old, right? Yeah, but, you know, we need to move slowly and carefully here in the government. And encryption, you know, we're still trying to kind of figure that out. And then I just think, yes. And these are the people that want us to turn over a spare set of keys to all of the encryption that we use every day.
Boy.
They haven't figured out how to, like, plug the cords together yet, but they're not happy that we're way ahead of them and we know how to do encryption out here in the private sector.
That, you just nailed it. You know what? That's what it is. They're scared because everybody else understands this stuff and they don't.
Yeah.
It's exactly it.
It's, well, Leo, it's too new.
It's too new.
It's brand new. They're, you know,
we're still studying the idea.
Yeah. The toner is, you know.
Oh, no, that, no toner. It's a dot matrix, I promise you.
Wow. Yeah. So NBC News had some coverage of this. I mean, everybody covered it. But I saw this. I caught one little piece that had some fun quotes from people from private sector contractors who work with people like Dear Donna on her security at OPM. A guy named Richard Bleck is the CEO of a cybersecurity firm, Secure Channels, and they work with many federal agencies. He said, it's not even the money as much as the process involved. Everything gets caught in government glue, is the way he phrased it. And he said, I've worked with these guys, and you have to go through layers and layers of groups and committees to get anything done. He says, it practically takes an act of Congress to change the computer system. And then he and asked about them not being encrypted. He said he was mystified that the data in these federal breaches are not encrypted. And then independently, he said, sort of editorializing, he said, government networks, or the way he characterized them, are an exponentially growing, sprawling mess, and they are nearly impossible to protect. The Einstein intrusion detection system senses network behavior events. But if you don't know what's normal, how can you ever detect what's abnormal? And so,
again,
we get this, you know, shouldn't surprise anybody. Have you been to the DMV? So, you know, this is the way the government is. And so there was some rush a decade ago too computerized. Oh, we have to go online. The internet seems to be real. Like, it's not a fad after all. And so all this happened before privacy became an issue. And as you probably know, Leo, if you followed any of the stories, this 4.1 million records goes back decades. This is not like today's records. This is old stuff that was moved online, never encrypted. And now the system is just, it's essentially too big to manage. They have a difficult time detecting intrusion because it's such a sprawling mess that, as this guy said, has grown exponentially, that they're really not sure where the pieces are and what information is flowing over what wires. It's just, you know, it grew with no regard for security. And in fact, I read elsewhere someone saying that what often happened is security was then an afterthought, and it was almost too late to fix it. It's, you know, we've of course all familiar with the phrase too big to fail. This is too big to secure.
Yeah.
It's just like, we just hope nothing bad happens.
Security afterthought.